Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hello, test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Testing 1, 2, 3. This is the 0000 Eastern Standard Time, 29th of January, 1967. On the 8th level, Complex 34, investigating the, recording with pictures, the results of the fire occurred in spacecraft 12. The first step will be take pictures from the exterior, and Bill Taub, photographer, will start proceeding with that now.
All right, the first roll of film was taken from the outside of the spacecraft and covered the spacecraft from the bottom and left side. Bottom and left side, Frank?
Yeah, the bottom from the left to right. The bottom rear from left to right.
Okay, we covered the bottom rear from left to right. Alright, it was the floor area underneath the headrest and across the lower portion, and roll number two will be starting with the seat of the copy.
No, I
said that. Okay, the first roll of film was took from the left to rear for the under the headrest of the crew passenger. There's roll number one, we proceeded from left to right, taking the pictures along the floor. The second roll was started the left couch and proceeded on across to the right, taking pictures at the couch level. We then went back and took a special picture of the hand controller. Correction, the translational controller mounted on the command pilot's left armrest, the hand controller mounted on the command pilot's right hand rest, the two light fixtures mounted on the struts, and then finally a picture of the command pilot's Cobra cable that's laying on the bottom floor underneath the left headrest. It's now 0020, and Bill Taub is going to sit on the ledge of the hatch and take some photographs toward the front lower equipment bay. These will be long-range photographs, getting as much as we can without actually entering the spacecraft completely. And for the record, the people that are participating in this photography is Frank Borman, leading the group, and Bill Taub is the photographer. John Murphy is the North American pad leader. Short Russa is assisting, and Herney Rest is also here, and the security man is John Wiffman. We're taking the film and marking both the boxes and the on the roll a number. We'll try to keep them numbered in this way. And this is Russa talking right this present time, and I'm also taking hand notes along with this. Okay, roll number two was finished up at about 0023, and we finished up the roll, taking it to the upper part of the lower equipment bay. And at 0027, Bill entered the spacecraft. He's going to use 35mm camera and make sure that there won't be any inadvertent hitting of the switches. Later on, his first pictures will be taken of the main display console of the senior pilot. And as he got in the spacecraft, Frank and John monitored his movements real closely to ensure that he didn't disturb anything or hit anything. And he's now in the spacecraft
taking the pictures with Frank watching real closely. Okay, as Bill got in the spacecraft with his, as a main part of his body on the senior pilot's couch, head over sort of toward the pilot's couch, and they had to move some of the articles that were on the couches. However, these were already documented with pictures. And his feet are over on the command pilot's headrest, and he's taking the pictures of the main display and the console with 35 millimeters. Okay, Bill is still in the same position as described before, and they're taking the pictures starting over on panel 21, 22. And 23. Well, I'm not sure now whether I had the pause or the start button down, so I'll say that again. The first pictures will be of panel 21, 22, and 23, with Bill still in the same position as described above. My previous comments about they once he got in, he would take them of the senior pilot's display console was an error, and the first pictures taken inside the spacecraft will be those on panels 21, 22, and 23. Okay, Bill has finished his pictures from the previously described position, and he's now trying to reverse his position. He's got his feet out on the hatch still, and he will have to reverse his position. They have taken the pictures up through to the senior pilot's console now. Okay, and the time on this now is 0044, and he is moving his position, so he'll have his head over in the command pilot's couch with his feet over on the pilot's couch. Well, Bill decided to stop in the middle here. His second position is with his body supported on the senior pilot's couch, his head against the senior pilot's footrest, and his feet are out on the hatch sill, and he's holding his camera face up toward the panel and taking the pictures. Okay, Bill's on his 35 millimeters been using the wide angle lens. He is now holding the camera up with the wide angle lens. He can get the whole tunnel here with one shot. He's got his head on the senior pilot's footrest and holding the camera over his head. He can get his eye up to focus it, and he's holding it out into the below the tunnel area and taking the pictures straight overhead. Time right now is about 0052 or so forth. And it's about 0055. Bill's coming out of the spacecraft and by putting his feet over the hatch sill and shooting out with Frank helping him, and at no time up down has he ever touched the floor. He's been going straight in onto the couch and from the couch straight back to the hatch. As 0100, Bill ingress again. He's now crouched on the senior pilot's couch on his knees with the picking with the 35 millimeter again now. He's, as I say, crouched on the senior pilot's couch, taking pictures of the lower equipment bay on the right hand side, down around panel 150 again. And frame number 25 here will be blank. 705. Bill has now shifted his position over to where primarily on the pilot's couch, holding the camera up just about where the pilot's footrest is, getting pictures now of the lower equipment bay, still primarily right side, however, it is now moving up, taking some a little higher on there with the camera down fairly close to the equipment bay. And 0107, Bill completed his first roll of 35 millimeter that he shot with a wide angle lens, and he is now still in the same position as described before, taking pictures of the lower equipment bay now with the 120. All right, 0114, he's now shifted from the pilot's couch over to the senior pilot's couch with his camera up at about the senior pilot's footrest, just about right by the command pilot's rotational hand controller, and taking pictures of the left-hand side of the lower equipment bay. And these pictures are being taken with the 120 millimeter. And at about 0116, Bill changes his position now. He's sitting on the senior pilot's couch with his facing the hatch, taking pictures of the lower area, starting over to the area behind the command pilot's headrest and the area below the hatch sill. These are being taken with the 120 millimeters. And these shots are being taken with the 35 millimeter wide angle lens, and this is the number two roll of 35 millimeters. And Bill is also lying on the senior pilot's couch, holding the camera down, facing down toward the lower equipment bay to get some general shots of the floor area underneath the couches, and these are being taken with a 35 millimeter wide angle lens. Still on roll number two at 35 millimeter. And Bill is continuing the shooting of the floor area underneath the couches. He's took several in the horizontal position, now has the camera in the vertical position, continuing his coverage of the floor area. His first pictures were of the floor area generally, of the vertical shots, was of the area over underneath the command pilot's couch, and then he swung over underneath the senior pilot's couch. And now switched back to horizontal position and is now taking the pictures underneath the pilot's couch and of the area over to on the right hand side of the pilot's couch. All this on the floor area. And we're finishing up the floor area shots with Frank assisting Bill here by bring his head over the hatch rail and leaning down. These shots are being taken of the area on the floor underneath the hatch and over toward the pilot's couch. Underneath, of course, these are all of the general floor area. 0125, they completed the shots of the floor area. Hey, what frame did you end up with on the floor there? What are you shooting at? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. picked up the 4 a.m. for some kind of drove a film on my drove over Mr. Westside, which is now got his head in between the senior pilots and command pilots couch with the camera being held just about where the senior pilot's headrest is, the sitting overhead. And in the same position now, taking shots overhead of the main console bearing from the center over towards the left above the command pilot's headrest. And it's 0130, Bill finished up his second roll of 35 millimeter film and preparing the egress now. And at about 0132, Bill is regressing at this time with Frank and John's assistance. And he's coming out from the senior pilot's couch toward the hatch and by putting his feet down on the strut at both entering and leaving the hatch, he's used the strut as a support for his feet. And about 0137, we finished up the pictures. We ended up with, these are approximately now 23 shots of the 120 millimeter and two rolls of 35 millimeter, 36 shots apiece. However, there was one frame called out as blank. But those are the approximate shots we've taken. We labeled the film with tape, both on the 35 millimeter film cans and the box, with numbered 1 and 2 respectively, and the 120 millimeter were labeled on the roll and also on the box. And we also included one roll of 35 millimeter film in the cartons that is believed to be blank. However, we did include it, and they can take a look at the processing. So that pretty well wraps up the picture taken, and Frank's getting ready now to go inside and check pitch position.
I guess we ought to start from the beginning.
Okay, we started off with panel 24, and we completed. I'll give you a rundown of switch. Partial SCS power is AC1 main A. Rate gyro power is AC1. Direct O2 is in the open position about 30 degrees to the left. TVC power, and that TVC 1 power is off. TVC 2 power is off. Rotational control power is AC2. B-mode power is off. Both power on switches are up. And EDS power is on. And this completes panel 24.
No, that's 25.
It's going to be panel 25. And we're starting on panel 25 now. We're going to lay the microphone over by Frank. Is it hot? Okay.
The float.
Are we getting a signal level there?
Yeah,
okay. The float bag circuit breakers 1 and 2 are in.
Okay. Float bag circuit breakers.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's the first one, it's in.
What symbols are we
going to
use here for in and out?
Why don't you draw a circle around them if they're in and
exit
are out.
Okay, yeah, I think
that'll be. Alright?
Okay.
Okay, we're starting on the top row now on panel 25, reading from left to right. Float bag, circuit breaker in. Vent bag, vent fan, bus in.
Okay, the vent fan is off. That's down. Okay, the post-landing bag, three switches are down. Okay? Antenna deploy A and B are down. Logic arm, both are up. The last two switches are up and on. Okay, the next... The circuit breaker is now on the next row.
Okay. Event timer.
The event timer, main A is in. Main B is in. Next two, I can't read as main A and main... They're in. The next two... are in. Next two are... A and C roll, main A, main B are in. Okay, B and B roll, main A is in, but main B is out. Okay, pitch main A is in, main B is out. I think the next one is yaw, right? Yaw main A is in, and yaw main B is out. Okay, now starting the third row. They're on, up. Group 1, AC1 and AC2 are in. The next two switches, I can't make out what they are, but they're both in. Both circuit breakers are in. Group 2. Okay. Then the four switches over here, four circuit breakers in the third row. Main A, main B, main A, main B. The DC circuit breakers are all in. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now we come to the fourth one, BioMedCom. Main A, main B are in.
Alright.
Next one is,
Gauging.
Main A, main B is in. And then it's obscured again. What's that? What's the next?
Well, there's two on the gauging.
Okay. They're all in.
Okay, all four of the gauging are in.
Alright.
So now on the fourth row,
alright, we're now at a gimbal.
A helium valve. It could have two helium valves in there.
Okay, they're both in.
Okay.
The first one that's out is gimbal motor control. Battery A, pitch 1 is pulled. Out.
Yeah, alright.
Battery B is in.
Alright.
Yaw 1, battery A is out.
Alright.
And yaw 2, battery B is in. Now we have a switch, GNN sync switch is off, and STS gauging is on AC1. Okay? Boy, the bottom row is really good.
Two up and down by themselves down there, about right about the end.
They're both in.
Okay, they're both in.
What's that called? AC. Sensor thing, that wasn't on the 14 amps. Alright. Now we come down to the bottom row, and I can't read what the first four are.
The RTS system engaging is the first two.
They're pulled out.
Okay, the first
two are out. Yes, right. And the next two are main A, says main A, main B.
Yeah, that's the film isolation.
They're out.
Four in a row out.
And that's right. First four in a row are out.
Okay.
The next four in a row are in.
Alright.
The next one is out.
What's the second?
That's EDS.
That A.
That A is
out.
And that C is next to that, right?
Yes.
That's in.
Alright.
That B is out.
Alright.
That A is in.
Alright.
That B is in. That completes panel 25. Okay, we're now going up to this panel here, which is panel, what number is this one?
Panel 26 here, audio, lighting, control panel.
Yeah. Okay, now.
No, I'm alright.
I don't know what this is. What this is, I can't read it. Brightness. It's the right switch, I guess. The rear primary.
Let's just
print
it. I look through the thing. Okay, yeah, we verified it. We're on the right channel. Yeah, imported. Yeah, the bottom
is
going to be the top.
That's right, and it's about in the 150 degree position. Now, I don't know what these two switches are.
Okay,
I think these are
with you,
they're both down. Okay.
Now wait a minute. Those two switches are down.
Yeah. What are they called?
That's the secondary post landing beacon light. Secondary on.
All right. Now we're going down to the second row.
Okay.
The first switch is up. This is a comm panel.
It is up.
It's up.
That is my first default position. That's the first one came up today.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The next one is down.
It is down.
Right. The next one's in the center.
Okay. Never had a plan for that, have you?
It's in. Next one is down. The next one is up.
It is up.
It's up.
You sure? You're not about to verify that.
It's up.
Okay.
Now look, I'm pushing up on it. I can't move it. It's
all
up.
All right. It's just, I know that we've gone through a fifth position here, and I didn't think there's supposed to be 50 there.
Okay. Now the next one is guided switch.
Yeah.
Is down.
Okay, guard down. Huh?
Guard is down and the switch is down. That completes panel 26. Okay?
Alright, now your three switches have melted there. Yeah.
Yes, you can't tell anything about them. Those are just the volume control switches, you know.
Can you
tell
it on?
No, I can't see a thing on those. Completely shut. What's that?
Yeah, I've done tape recorder here. Say something in there.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So we can run over that off of this. It'd be better to get it as we go. I don't know what happened there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now you're on the switch here.
What's this panel number here? The one that has the angle attack indicator on it.
Okay, that's panel 3.
Okay, panel 3. This is the STS switch, or the launch, is in the launch vehicle angle of attack position.
Yeah.
Up. Okay?
All right.
Now the next switches you have here, I think, are the gimbal. Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to paint off there now. All these switches, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 of them, right?
Right.
They're all in the down position.
They're all down.
Correct. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I don't think it's significant that we read the gimbal. And we might note, though, that the gimbal position indicator glass is broken. It's the only glass in the instrument panel that seems to be broken.
Okay, and that's down on that slide right there, okay?
Right here.
Yeah, alright,
okay.
Okay, sir, I don't know what difference it makes, but since the question did come up there about that platform and so forth. Let's check this FDAI attitude test. There should be a switch over there. See on the left?
It's off.
Okay. Okay, now that's, that is all the switches I see on there. I don't see anything significant about the attitude set knobs or anything like that.
So let's go to the panel below that, the SCS panel.
Okay.
What panel?
Eight.
Panel 8?
Eight.
Panel 8.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't read the top.
Let me see where you are. There.
Right here.
Okay. You're on the.
There's two switches on the top left.
This one is a direct RCS.
Direct RCS is down.
Okay. These are four switches, perhaps.
The next one is the limit cycle is down.
Okay, down.
And the next is the dead band is up. All right, now continuing on across to the three other switches here, the rate gyros,
okay.
Roll, pitch, and yaw are both up.
Oh, no.
Up.
All three of them up?
All three of them up.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now we come across, on continuing across there, we have a guided switch, right?
Right. ELS logic.
And it is down off. Correct. Okay, now we go to the bottom row, right? O5G switch?
Right.
Oh, down.
Okay.
Next one is something I can't read.
Local vertical.
Local vertical is down. What's the next one?
Delta V.
Delta V is up. GNN is down to the SCS position.
Okay.
Entry is center, neutral. Next one is is down. Okay, and the next one is
B&D row
is up. Pitch is up. Yaw is up. And the instrument panel is buckled right above the pitch position.
Right above the pitch position?
Yeah, the pitch is up.
What did you say?
Buckled out. Pulses out. See here?
Yeah.
Huh?
What? Can't wait. Why don't you describe that a little bit on the
It's a slight
way.
Buckling. It looks like it's out about an eighth of an inch, probably from heat. Okay, the next is a digital event timer.
Wait just a second. Okay, digital event timer.
Reset is in the neutral position, straight up and down.
Okay.
Start is the same way.
Okay.
Minutes and seconds are the same way. Okay, now what's that next switch?
Character mark.
It's not guarded, is it, right? It doesn't.
No,
it's in a down position.
Command module.
Logic, it says. That's in the up position.
Okay.
The next one's a guided switch.
Right.
That's in the down position.
Yeah.
And the next position is down also. Next switch is down. Alright?
Alright.
Now we come to the panel here with the push and the toll light switches on it. They're all burned out.
Okay, that's panel 5, if you'd like to describe it.
Panel 5, the lift-off, and no automatic abort lights are still visible, but the others, all the indicators are burned out.
Okay. And right above it are your engine lights?
Right above the engine lights, and they're covered with soot.
Okay, and the minutes and seconds, can you read anything on that?
No. Let's see, now wait a minute, where's that in here?
Yeah, that's...
It reads
3224.
3224? Yeah. Got That's a 3, not an 8. Thirty-two twenty-four. Excuse me.
Okay.
FBI Brighton and LS, that's complete channel 5.
Okay, you're now on channel 2.
Right? Channel 2.
Okay.
Okay. And the FBI brightness is about in the 30 degree to the right position. Right combustion stability monitor. The left switch is up. The right switch is down. You with me?
I'm with you. And you just verified, so I mean, no case. That's good. All right.
Now this switch right here.
50 AI up here.
It's down, off.
All right. Okay. Right above that, the only thing you got is altimeter. And
yeah.
That's not good. How about the car? Did it stop on anything? Was it running there?
That's why I'm seeing no store on it.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's go to this panel down here. I'm not sure the number of the panel.
It's a long time, yeah, I'm afraid.
Huh?
No, I think that's not hard. That's all right. I can get back.
Okay, what?
Okay,
I'm doing that for now.
No, let's don't waste time, Dad. Yeah, okay. So we're over here now.
This panel here.
Yeah, let me get that
down.
Alright, tell me where you're gonna start.
Right in here. Top left hand corner of what's the number of that panel?
Okay, that's panel 16.
Alright, panel 16. The first switch is up, on. These are completely...
It's VLS, it's auto.
Alright. The next one is up.
Okay, that's off, down.
The next one is down.
Alright, that's two in and out.
The next one is down.
Okay.
And the next two are guided switches, and they're both in the up-on position.
Switches
are both up and the guards are down. Right. Now we go down to the second row. The first switch.
Okay,
alright,
now.
Second row, first switch.
Okay.
It's center, neutral.
Alright, that's your reaction control system.
The next is a guarded switch.
Right.
It's down.
Okay. And guard down.
Yeah, and the next switch is in a neutral position.
Okay. And
the next one is down.
It's
dummy. Okay?
Okay, and you should have one more guarded switch.
It's down.
Alright, the record that's on the panel 16.
Now, is there anything more back there we didn't get?
No. No, that's what it is.
You might get the phone in.
Huh? What's that? What are you talking about checking? Okay, these two vent valves. Oh, okay, thank you.
Those
two valves are about in the center. The valve to the left, the back, furthest toward the head of the command pilot, is full inboard.
The other valve is in the center of its run, and the guide is down. This guide here that would be in its way, and it's frozen.
All right.
Yeah, I don't see any other switches at all in the
back in here. I think we've covered all those, right?
All right.
So now we can move on over to the phone.
In the area of the rotation controller on the left armrest of command pilot, it's burned through. The cobra cable is severely burned and separated with individual strands showing. And I'm not sure what this was up in here, but this was some sort of... The feed trap is completely burned off the place where the cobra cable attaches into the command module. Okay, here's the switch position for the commander's ECS control, flow control. It's in a full down position. That's down toward the foot of the couch. I can't read what it is.
You know, Frank, before we... I think I'm coming through. No, I'm not modulating.
What's that?
Okay, I just wanted to... Oh, it's off in here. I just wanted to get a few comments before we tear up these chapters too much for laying on. But did you notice that under the pilot seat over here where he was never out of it, the doggone cushion in there is still real good and not even burnt, and on these others, it's burned up quite badly, which indicates that there still was, you know, the big lot of the after they had gotten out of the seats, at least. Which would also indicate, by the way, they were burned up. It's just comments off in there.
What number is that panel? I
didn't get this. It's not on this sheet here.
Yeah.
Position
now around the panel, the disky, the block cell switch is in the up position.
Okay.
All right, the next thing we go to is a panel here, and I don't know the number of the panel.
This is panel 15, reaction control.
All right. The first two switches on the top row are down. The next two switches, matter of fact, the next four switches are up. That's part of the way that they're neutral.
Okay,
then now going down to the second row, the two guided switches are in the down position.
Okay.
The next four are in the neutral position. And the bottom row, they're all neutral.
Bottom
row is all neutral. That's right. Okay, now the panel right above that, we have RCS indicator. And it's in the service module quad A. The clock is stopped, and it's all zero.
Okay.
And I just
I inadvertently moved it, punched the clock and moved it. It was all zero. I'm trying to set it or to see if it was on. Clock runs. Okay, but we ought to make a note that I started it. Okay, and I'll reset it to where it was. Zero. Oh, I can't stop.
What time was that?
12? It was not. I just was trying to clean it off here and started it. Okay?
It was stopped and it was zero. And you
did it. Started. Huh? Okay, it just it was on all zeros when I looked in here.
Okay.
All right, now we go to the next panel that we ought to take up, I guess, is this panel up at the top here. And we got to come back in here now again to this. What are those? Yeah. It was all zero, as if they had it set to use as an elapsed timer. And I was cleaning off the face here and hit this button, and it started to run. Trying to see what time was.
Okay, now you're ready to start up here on
yeah.
Panel 11?
Is this panel 11?
These
four switches here are all in the neutral position. See, it says digital event timer. Now, what does that digital event timer read there? You can read it better than I can. See it right here. Can you see that? It looks like 3206. No, I'll get it. I can get it.
No, I can get it here. It's 20, well, it's halfway between 22 and 3, and it's
06. Yeah, 22 and 23, and it reads 06 to the second.
Go back to panel
12
and look at that panel where you had the clock on it and look at all these surrounding faces to that panel. Is there any looks obvious?
What do you mean?
Sticking out or bulging or...
No, not a thing.
Normal. The RCS indicator switch is melted.
Yeah, all the switches are melted.
All the ones that are plastic
are melted.
Okay, and the glass is cracked in the...
It's the old gauging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Now, these two switches down here on that same panel...
And this is crossing one.
They're both in the up position.
Alright.
Alright, now let's move down to the next panel.
Okay, and you're now on panel 13. You might repeat the panel under there. I don't think I modulated.
Is this
through.
Panel 13?
Yeah.
All right, we're on panel 13.
Okay.
Okay. In the neutral position. Okay, the H2 heaters,
okay.
1 and 2, are in the neutral position, straight up and down. Okay, now we come to the senior pilot's switch position.
Okay.
Senior Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Push the talk is up.
Okay.
S-band is down.
Okay.
Next one is in the neutral position. Recorder?
It's right there.
Okay.
Okay.
Did it say HF on here? It doesn't say it. HF. The next is VHF AM. And the intercom, they're both in the up position. Okay?
Okay.
Now going on down, the other two heaters, 1 and 2, are in the neutral position. Okay?
Okay.
Pressure indicator is down.
Okay.
That's
perfect.
Okay. H2 fans are neutral. And the O2 fans are neutral.
Okay.
Okay, where are we now? Let me see,
we
gotta check in here. Okay, all these knobs.
That's the Vox Alright, we're not gonna worry about that, right?
Okay, the next thing we come to is the position of the glycol evaporator.
Steam pressure's on the left and glycol discharge is on the right.
We're reading zero.
Okay.
And the next two is the suit compressor, pounds per hour flow. They're reading zero. Okay. What's this one quantity?
Glycol accumulator. In water.
It looks like they're all reading, that one's hard to read, but it looks like it's reading zero also. And the outlet temperature, zero, or down to full down. Okay, the next one we got is the row, bottom row of switches on the same panel, all right?
Okay.
Right, let me get a head
right. Let me see if I can fix it.
All right. Now let's see. We're on
still on panel 13.
On the bottom row switch is H2O accumulator, right?
Right.
The first switch is in the auto up. It's in the up position. The next two are neutral. And now this is pretty badly charged, right? Can't read much.
Evaporator.
It's in the down position.
Okay, the first one's down.
And the second one is H2O.
Bottom row.
That's up. The next one is neutral. H2O flow. A steam pressure, glycol steam pressure, this is the up position. Okay?
Okay.
The next one's neutral.
Okay.
The next two are down.
Alright. Okay.
Alright, now we come down to the fuel control, fuel cell valve.
Fuel control valve, yeah?
A fuel cell valve, I think. The first one is down. Okay?
Yeah.
Next one is neutral. Now we come to the uptel. Command is reset is down. Flight quality recorder is neutral.
Okay.
That completes the switches there, right?
Yes, it does. I complete the
okay, but we just I want to note that I did put it up so I can get in here. Okay, now we come over to this panel, and again, I don't know the number of the panel, but the fuel cell control panel.
Okay, this is panel 18.
All right. The fuel cell purge, H2 purge, are both all three neutral. And O2 per reactants on are all neutral.
Alright.
Okay, fuel cell indicator, the level switch.
Right.
The pointer switch is in the one position.
One position.
Battery charger is off. I might just note that this area of the instrument panel is in much better condition and does not appear to be nearly as hot as the other side was. There's no, appears to be no much less temperature. I can read the nomenclature without even cleaning at all.
Are the plastic
handles are not nearly as melted. The master alarm switch is not as melted. It just doesn't appear that there's nearly as much temperature over here as there was in the other.
Okay.
looks like much better shape on that side too, on the same right.
Yeah.
That's one observation we made yesterday morning, you see. The intensity was much higher on the left side.
I agree. All right, here we go. The battery charger was off before we left, right?
Right.
Here we now to the AC inverters. Okay, right. This is important in here, I think. Number one, AC inverter main A. One is on main A.
Right.
Two is on main B.
Right.
Three is in the neutral position. It should be off.
Okay.
Okay, the next one down, the AC bus. Okay.
AC bus.
One. That's the first switch.
First switch.
Is up.
Alright.
The second one is down.
Alright.
The third one is down.
Alright.
And the reset switch is neutral.
Alright.
The third one now, we have the AC 2 bus.
Okay.
First one is down.
Alright.
Second one was on, up.
Okay.
Next one is down.
Right.
Next one is neutral, which would indicate that the switches and inverters are set up normally.
Okay, how about now?
Okay, these two gauges here are DC what? DC volt.
Which way did you go?
For? Right here.
Oh, right, those are DC indicators.
Yeah, DC voltage off. I mean, it reads full scale down. Okay, the DC indicator is the main bus A position.
Main bus A.
Alright. Okay, now let's come over to these next switches across here, which are the main bus A.
Both of those indicators were at the min position, weren't they?
Yeah, both of them are at the min position.
All right. And there's an indicator on over there. Oh, we haven't got over that far yet.
No, we haven't
okay.
got it.
All right.
We're main bus A now, okay?
Main bus A.
First two switches are off.
Well, let me see. Which way are they going to come? Neutral? I mean, are they
down. Excuse me, down.
Oh, okay. Oh, you told me right.
I'm sorry, down. I should say down.
Yeah, down.
Okay, right. The next one is neutral.
All right.
And the third one is in the...
Fourth one, you mean?
The fourth one, pardon me. The reset is in the neutral position.
All
right. Now we come on down to the main bus B.
Right.
First one, first switch, is in the neutral position.
All right.
The next two are down. And the reset is in the neutral position. Alright, now this, what's this dial over here?
They're AC indicators. Well, yeah. That's the AC indicators is the rotary switch.
That's
over
in,
there.
It's in bus 1 phase A.
Okay, bus 1 phase A. That's the far left, isn't it?
Far left, right.
Alright.
The two dial indicators are in the full down minimum reading position.
Alright.
All right, here we go now across the... What's the next camp? Next panel. Panel
20. Yeah,
panel 20.
There you go. It must be...
Written on here. Okay, the transponder, up. Power amplifier, down. Oscillator, up. Am I going too fast?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Voice, your net...
No, we skipped... Range.
Oh, yeah, that's the voice. It's in the range is up.
Okay.
Tape, down. TV, down. Emergency voice, wait a minute. I'll take that all back. Let's go back to it. See what says voice, tape?
Yeah.
That's in the neutral.
Okay.
TV is neutral. Emergency voice is neutral. Up data S-band,
okay.
Down.
Right.
S-band antenna auto is down.
Okay, now let's just run through that whole row.
Alright.
Starting right from the left.
Up.
Up.
Down.
Down.
Up.
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 Neutral.
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 Down.
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 Down. Okay.
Okay, VHM, the squelch knob is quite, it's melted.
Okay,
the VHF AMTR is in the up position. Receiver is up.
Okay.
C-band 1 pulse is down.
Okay, this is what they
want. Yeah. The VHF FM is up. VHF beacon is down. HF is down. SSD is down.
Alright, well, let's verify these again. Just go through the whole family.
Up, up, down, up, down, down, down.
Right. Because I know there is something that's
concerned about. Okay, now we come to tape recorder. Play. I think these are all neutral. Yeah, play, neutral.
Okay.
High speed, neutral.
Okay.
Record, neutral.
Okay.
Forward, neutral. Power, SCE, up. PMP, up. TCM, high. Mm-hmm. Up, pardon me. Next one is down. I don't know what that's for. And biomed is in the two position.
Neutral.
Antenna recovery is down. The next three switches are up. And now over in the STS area, hardly even scorched over here. I can even very clear. The switch up here is in neutral position, the first switch.
Okay, now show me which one.
This one up here.
Okay, that's neutral?
Yeah.
Alright.
The next one at the bottom where it's oxidizer.
Yeah.
Is in the neutral.
Okay.
Next one is up.
Okay.
Next one is neutral.
Okay.
Alright?
Alright.
Okay, now we come over to this panel.
This is the comm panel, I believe.
Right.
Okay, you're going to have floodlights.
Floodlights. First one is in the neutral position.
Okay, this is parking warning lamp set.
Yeah.
All
right. Next one is secondary, and it's in the down position.
All right.
Floodlights are full bright.
We're going to find something
real significant
right here, I think.
Okay, now we come to the power. It's up.
Press the top.
Right.
Okay.
S-band is down.
All
right. Recorder is at HF. It's neutral.
It's neutral?
Yeah.
All right, you said HF first. I had to put it up.
Well, it's in the neutral position.
Okay.
The next two switches are also in the neutral position, VHF AM and intercom.
Alright.
Which is different from the other two.
Yes, it is.
And it's interesting to note that over here now, these switches, these box, or these volume control switches here,
mm-hmm.
are not even melted.
Okay. Hey, can you read what that S-band switch says? You gave it to me as down.
It's down.
Can you read this, what it says underneath that?
TR.
Okay, now that's the only people you could hear from this capital was Kathy, the lady switches are set up.
Well, what was Ed then?
He had his...
This is in a TR split position, too.
Oh, so wait a minute. TR is down, isn't
yeah.
it? Okay.
They all three were in this thing.
Okay, yeah.
Ed was in VHF.
They had the VHF and intercom on also.
Yeah.
But I had it turned off down there.
Okay.
The only transmission that could get out was this thing.
Well, they could all transmit on this band.
So they were all on this band.
Yeah.
The TR is. But you know, that's not according to the label here. According to the label on here, you've got
Yeah, but they fiddle around with that S-band switch.
I was telling about that. So probably down is the TRP.
Yeah.
But anyway, it looks like they're all set up
all right.
Yeah,
okay. All right, now let's go with the circuit breaker panel, shall we?
All right.
Fuel cell pump, this is panel 22.
Panel 22.
Fuel cell pump 1
uh-huh.
is up. Yeah. 2 is down. 3 is down.
No, that's
alright. All the rest of the circuit breakers on the top row are in.
Alright.
And
that's all the fuel cell
in. Oh, wait a minute. I take that back. They look like they're in, but I don't think they are. Alright, I'm going to have to take that all back. I'm going to have to check the circuit breakers over on the other side. They're so fitted, they look like they're in. See?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is circulation and set motor.
Yeah.
It's out. H2O2 valve.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright.
H2O2 valve is in.
Okay.
Bus continuity is in.
Okay.
Purge is in.
Okay.
Circulation and soap set motors is out.
Okay.
H2 and O2 valve is in. Bus continuity is in. Purge is in.
Wait a minute. Give me that O2, H2O2 again.
Valve is in.
Okay, and?
Bus continuity, in.
Okay.
Purge, in. Okay?
Okay.
Circulation and set motors is out. H2O2 valve is in. Bus continuity is in. Purge is in. And inverter control, all three are in. Okay?
Okay.
On the next row, we have the main bus tie.
Yeah.
Battery A and C is up. Battery B and C is up. Battery charger is in AC1.
Okay.
Up. Excuse me. Non-essential bus is down.
Okay.
Okay, now we got the master event sequence controller. A bat A is in. BBAT B is out.
Okay.
Now A in logic, BAT A is in. BAT B is in. Okay?
Okay.
DC sensor signal, main A is out.
Okay.
Main B is in. Central timing, main A is in.
Main A is in.
Yeah. And so is main B in.
Main B is in.
Right. Scientific equipment 1 and 2 are out. Battery relay bus, BAT A and B are out. BAT A charge is in. BAT B charge is out. Main A is in. Main B is in. The last circuit breaker down is in. Okay?
Excuse me, what?
The last circuit breaker on there is in. It doesn't have a number.
Okay.
Alright, now we're down to the next row, right?
Yeah.
ENN.
Yeah.
Lighting is neutral. Cell comm.
Okay, that's at the
flip.
Neutral position.
Yeah. Cell comm is in ESS is neutral. Non-essential is down.
Okay.
Gas analyzed.